10 past, Samuel Gordon-Stewart is the young man who began this week pondering the question, should he stand as an independent in the seat of Fraser at the upcoming election? Yet to be announced, by the way. And he's got a blog on which he ran a poll as to whether he should or shouldn't. And the overwhelming majority of votes were yes, he should. And Samuel Gordon-Stewart joins me. Good afternoon, Samuel.
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you?
I'm well. I understand you've made a decision.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And what is it?
Well, I'm going to keep you in suspense for a moment here because I just, you mentioned the poll there, and I just wanted to thank you because it's the highest number of votes on a poll that I've run on my website ever.
Wow.
It nearly doubles the previous record. Yeah. So,
we have enormous amounts of listeners. Enormous amounts of listeners, that's why.
Hmm. The answer is yes, I'm running.
You are? Wow. This is an exclusive the Drive Show has?
You've got it first.
I've got it first. Samuel Gordon-Stewart, running as an independent in the seat of Fraser at the upcoming election.
That's correct.
All right, well, congratulations on making a decision. And last time we talked, you didn't have much of a plan, which is understandable because you were still considering. Where do you go from here in the next 2 or 3 days?
Okay, well, at the time, of course, I didn't have much in concrete. There were two reasons for that. One was that, as you know, it was the first day, I was still thinking about it. But secondly, I didn't want to get anyone's hopes up or down about me running by announcing policies so early. I do have a few policies, if you're interested.
Yeah, well, we might leave those to one side because just want to go through the detail. You're 20 years of age?
That's right.
Okay, and you work in IT?
IT, yes.
And you also work as a journalist, part-time journalist, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if I'll be able to keep doing that once the election.
Oh, well, yeah. And it cost you $500 to nominate as an independent, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
As some sort of a deposit, which you get back if you get, is it 4% of the vote?
It is 4%, but I should really stress that that whether or not I get my money back is kind of irrelevant.
I think it's important, Samuel. I want you to get your money back because working a quick sort of quick...
It would be nice, but it is irrelevant. It's
no, I understand what you're saying there. But quick maths on the seat of Fraser, if you got 4,000 votes, you'd get your money back, wouldn't you?
That's about right, yeah.
Okay. At the last election, there was an informal vote of just under 4,000, wasn't there?
Yes, there was. It was about 3-point-something%.
Now, far be it for me to tell you what to do. But I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm suggesting you can work out your own slogan, but I would say to people of Fraser, if you want to vote informal this time, if you're sick of everybody else, you want to vote informal, vote for Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, it does.
Because at least they'll be getting your money back.
Yeah.
But also...
Well, I was about to say that at least that way, even if I don't get in, it does show the parties that there is some resentment to what they've been doing.
Yeah, don't just assume Labor and Liberal that you put your hand up and people are going to vote for you, because what the hell have you done? So here's someone who's prepared to put his hand up and his money and wants your support. There's a protest vote, but you'd have to vote... Well, I'm saying don't vote informal, as in the... If it turns out to be informal, it doesn't go to Samuel, but that was... If the informal vote from the last election at Fraser was yours, you'd get your money back and you'd made a point.
Hmm.
At the very least.
Yes.
All right. Now, what about the people around you, your family and friends? What do they think of the idea? Have they been encouraging?
Family have been encouraging.
Yeah.
I've tried not to discuss it too much with friends and work colleagues at this stage because I really wanted to make my own mind on this one.
Mm.
And I had some avenues of people expressing their views on it, and that was very helpful, but ultimately it needed to be my decision.
All right, now basically two or three important policies or issues you think that you would try and highlight.
Okay, well, the first one I think is the trialee development. I think if that goes ahead, I agree with Stephen Byron from the airport that it's going to be devastating for the rest of Canberra in terms of aircraft noise, so I want to...
All right, Stephen, get that checkbook out, Stephen. Get that checkbook out.
I want to do what I can to to prevent the trolley development and go ahead with a development at Googong, which would be a much better option.
Okay. Local issues. What about global issues? Are there any global issues you would like to insert?
Well, how about I go for a national issue?
Okay, I leapt too far, did I?
Just at the moment, yeah.
Mm.
I think one thing that's been very slow is the rollout of digital radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as our cities and towns grow and there's more electronic devices everywhere, the more interference we have for analog radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hard for traditional broadcasters to upgrade sometimes.
Yeah.
So I want to help speed that up, and I want to assist the broadcasters
in
moving.
Okay, move it along now. You got to get used to the hurly-burly of this, Samuel. What's any social welfare issues?
Yes, well, you've caught me there. I haven't given an awful lot of thought to that at this
point. No. Yeah, and people like me will catch you on those things, so you need to be wary.
Yes.
Okay, I'm coaching you here.
I could go back to what I said on Monday. I have some ideas, but we've been there and done that.
Yes. You tried to avoid me. All right, well, I appreciate you announcing it on the drive show. We will help and support you, but I think people say if you want to make a protest vote, those of you who voted informal last time, don't waste it. Give it to Samuel. Because it won't be totally wasted with Samuel.
That's true.
Which is a positive rather than negative. It sounded negative, but it is a positive, believe me.
It is. And the important thing for me right now, though, is to be able to stand as an independent. I need 50 people who are enrolled to vote in Fraser,
mm-hmm.
who are willing to sign an electoral commission form saying, yes, Samuel can run as an independent.
Okay.
You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to vote for me if
mm-hmm.
you don't want to. I just need 50 people to give me the democratic opportunity to run as an independent.
All right, well, I think that's just about done, because you got over 100 hits on your poll, didn't you?
I did, yes.
All right, Samuel, well, that's great. Thank you for sharing it with us, and good luck.
Thank you for your support, Mike.
We'll be talking to you.
You will.
18 past four, this is The Drive Show, 6255-4444, if you'd like to support Samuel. Initially, he needs 50 people who are registered in the seat of Fraser. I wonder what Bob McMullen's doing now. Bob's probably running scared. And Troy, the boy Williams, big sonny Bill, what's he doing? They're going, oh, no, Samuel's going to run. We kind of hope that wouldn't happen.